recovers from the surgery. Rock and roll pioneer Bo Diddley died today at his home in Florida at the age of 79. At an International Rock Awards ceremony in 1990, he said young people didn't know who he was until he starred in a Nike commercial with Bo Jackson.
I've been working my butt off, and all of a sudden, two or three words, "You don't know Diddley," launched me into another generation of potential rock and rollers.
An elder with that Texas polygamous group where more than 400 kids were seized 2 months ago says underage girls will no longer be allowed to marry. Some of the kids began reuniting with their parents today. This is AP Radio News.
Are you struggling to read the alarm clock in the morning? Tired of going out to eat and not being able to read the menu? Well, if you've been told you're not a candidate for LASIK laser vision correction, International Eye Care may be able to help. Not all LASIK is the same. The experienced team at International Eye Care is led by Dr. Charlie Moore, who has done over 40,000 procedures. Call International Eye Care for a free consultation and get the facts about LASIK. Learn about the Allegretto Wave IQ laser at International Eye Care. Revolutionary technology allows you to see what LASIK can do for your vision before the procedure. It also minimizes problems like reduced night vision glare and the halo associated with older technology. Financing now available. Pay no interest for 18 months. Experience the difference in personal customized care that only International Eye Care can provide. They have been the leaders in LASIK surgery. They're at Wilcrest and the Katy Freeway. Call them at 713-984-9777. 713-984-9777 or go online to texaslasik.com.
Hey, it's Pat Gray for Dirt Free Carpet Cleaning. Wouldn't it be great if you could have carpet that looked brand new without having to pay to replace what you have now? There's a much less expensive way. It's calling Dirt Free Carpet Cleaning at 713-730-AQUA. They come out with their high-pressured steaming process. It bathes and cleans your carpet with an all-natural extract. There's no chemicals to worry about left behind. There's no dirt-attracting residue. They clean right down to the root of the carpeting. And because it's a steam process, they don't soak your carpet with water, so it dries a lot faster. Dirt Free can also clean drapes and upholstery and oriental rugs. If you have allergies or asthma, have them clean out your air ducts, too. And if you call right now, 713-730-AQUA, you'll get a free speed dry for even quicker dry times. That's $100 value, plus 20% off any added services. So for the cleanest carpet you've ever seen, I know you're going to be amazed. We sure were. Call Dirt Free right now at 713-730-2782, or you can check them out online at dirtfreecarpet.com.
I'm Randy.
And I'm Chad.
And we won over $1 million playing scratch-offs.
Randy has a lucky walnut.
I have a lucky walnut. I've had it for 15 plus years, and it brings me good luck.
You got me.
It hasn't always worked. Sometimes I misplace my lucky walnut.
When she misplaces her walnut, there's a real search that goes on.
Where's that darn nut?
I'm looking for it, baby. She was upset that morning because we'd been driving and I'd spent money on a haircut or something. Actually, anytime I spend money, she has a problem, but that particular day, haircuts was it. Usually, if I buy her a scratch-off, it'll keep her quiet. She hadn't been quiet since. She's got a lucky walnut, and I've got her, and everybody's happy.
I'm Randy.
I'm Chad.
And we won over $1,000 a week for 20 years playing scratch-offs.
The games of the Texas Lottery. Next time, it could be you. Please play responsibly. For detailed game odds and information, visit txlottery.org or call 1-800-37-LOTTO. Must be 18 or older to purchase a ticket. The Texas Lottery supports Texas education.
Watching TV alone these days? I'm George Ganslin, Hearing Aids of Texas. The complaint I hear most comes from the spouse. The TV is so loud they can't be in the same room. Some togetherness, huh? I have a sweetheart deal for you. Bring your spouse and I'll give you $300 off. I'll test and fit you for digital hearing aids that will absolutely change the way you communicate. Those who love you want this for you. And it's not just about you anymore. Just ask them. Call 281-530-8300 or go to HearNowTexas.com.
The real estate market is ever-changing and highly localized. Interest rates are low and buyer opportunities have never been better. If you're on the fence, the National Association of Realtors wants you to know that a home isn't just a great place to raise a family. It's also the key to building long-term wealth. On average, the value of a home nearly doubles every 10 years. To learn more, visit housingmarketfacts.com. Every market's different. Call a realtor today.
Only realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. Figures based on NAR's existing home sales historic series. Markets may vary.
The content of the show is the sole responsibility of Dr. Peter Osborne, Alternatives for Health and Wellness. And KSEV is not responsible for its content and or products or services offered.
Peter Osborne and Dr. Sakina Davis. You're on with Alternatives for Health and Wellness. And if you've got questions you want to call in and talk to us about, questions about your health or loved one's health, give us a call. Our number is 281-558-5738. The topic of conversation tonight is depression and anxiety. And so, especially if you've got questions along those lines, feel free to give us a call. Once again, that number is 281-558-5738. I want to get in a little bit tonight talking about depression and how it affects people. And, you know, it's a very, I guess it can be a very serious condition for a number of different people. But some of the things that we wanted to get in tonight are, you know, some of the alternative methods, some of the things that you can use in lieu of or in conjunction with what you're already doing, whether it be medication, whether it be communicating with a psychiatrist, etc. Things that you could alter about your lifestyle, things that you could alter about what you're currently doing that maybe would bring you some additional benefit and maybe even allow you to not have to be on medication. Not everybody with depression has been properly diagnosed. Not everybody with depression is it's necessary for them to be on medication for it. And so, you know, maybe that's you, maybe it's not. We just want to give you information to help guide you along the right path so that you can be educated enough to make the decision on what's right for you. So that being said, Dr. Davis, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic.
Good.
What are we really treating when we're treating depression? We're basically, according to, you know, the medical jargon, depression is basically a chemical imbalance in the brain. And so the real issue is that chemical imbalance is a speculated chemical imbalance. And typically it's speculated that there are a couple of different chemicals, one called serotonin, one called dopamine, that are really usually the ones that are most targeted in medications as far as which chemicals we're trying to bring back into balance. And so we have to ask some questions about some of these chemicals and how is it known that there's a real, true chemical imbalance in the brain, or is there something else that could be going on that's contributing to maybe not an imbalance in the brain, but just a shunting of the biochemical pathways in the brain that doesn't allow us to make certain neurochemicals as well. Let me give you some examples. Dopamine is one neurotransmitter that's necessary for a number of different functions in the brain, and a deficiency or a lack of dopamine production can actually lead to the signs and symptoms of depression. So, that being said, let's talk about what dopamine really is. Dopamine is composed of, or it's created from, an amino acid called tyrosine. Now, tyrosine you get when you eat meat and when you get other foods that contain protein that have the amino acid tyrosine in it. So, dopamine, for it to be created initially, it requires the chemical or the amino acid tyrosine. Now, from that point, we go through several different chemical reactions before we get to the neurotransmitter chemical called dopamine. So tyrosine has to be converted into an intermediary chemical, and the way that is done is through the use of folic acid. In other words, the body takes a B vitamin, takes this amino acid, uses this B vitamin and converts it into another chemical. It's an intermediary chemical before you get to dopamine, and then the body uses another B vitamin, vitamin B6 or pyridoxine, and converts that intermediary chemical into the substance dopamine. And once we make dopamine, then we can then go on to make adrenaline and noradrenaline, or epinephrine and norepinephrine, that they're used synonymously. And that requires copper and vitamin C and something called S-adenyl methionine, or SAMI, which is a very popular dietary supplement out on the market today. So the bottom line in this example is, the key that I want you to take away is that dopamine is a chemical in the brain, certainly, but it's made from nutrients that you get from the diet that you eat. So that being said, one avenue in alternative medicine is that we actually look at the diet, we look at nutritional deficiencies, because if a person doesn't get enough tyrosine in their diet, it's very possible and very likely that they may not make as much dopamine and therefore suffer the symptoms of depression. Could also be said that if a person doesn't get enough folic acid in their diet, then they can't take the chemical tyrosine and convert it into dopamine or B6. So that being said, we look for these types of deficiencies, because if an individual is not getting enough B vitamins or is not getting enough adequate lean animal protein with tyrosine in it, they're not going to be able to make dopamine anyway, and so that can lead to the symptoms of depression. So when we say we speculate, there's a, you know, if you look at the definition of depression, it's a suspected chemical imbalance in the brain. So we, once again, we go back to that term suspected, meaning, well, how do we know it's dopamine? Because another chemical that the brain makes called serotonin can also, if it's deficient, can also lead to symptoms of depression. So is it serotonin? Is it dopamine? Is it some other chemical? And that's really where the investigation begins. And there are other hormones, of course, that can influence some of these brain chemicals or neurotransmitters. And Dr. Davis, I'm going to let you talk a little bit about that. I know you do a lot of different estrogen and other hormone evaluations to kind of try to find some answers with depression and anxiety. So,
right. It's very common in women around their mid-30s to start experiencing some decline in progesterone and testosterone and another hormone called DHEA. And without those hormones, we tend to have a lot more anxiety, irritability, and then that tends to lead to depression. So we have lots and lots of women on antidepressants in their 30s and 40s, and truly it's not a deficiency in dopamine or serotonin or norepinephrine. It's truly a deficiency in progesterone. And if we're able to correct that progesterone, we're able to save a lot of those women from having to use the antidepressants. The reason the antidepressants work in that scenario is that they do mimic some of the same chemicals as what releases with the estrogen and progesterone, but certainly not to the same degree. So, Prozac, which is a very, very common antidepressant, actually renamed themselves to Seraphim so that women would be more likely to accept taking an antidepressant. And it's a little worrisome to me how many physicians do not actually reveal that to their female patients. They'll tell them, I'm just going to put you on Seraphim for your PMS, and not even explain to them that that is truly Prozac, just renamed Seraphim, so that the terminology, they don't think, oh, I'm taking Prozac, and feel like that's something wrong. So clearly there is a time and a use for antidepressants, and I certainly don't want anybody to stop taking their medications without discussing it with their physician. But I do think we mislabel a lot of women earlier, 30s, 40s, and even into their 50s, especially as they're transitioning into menopause, of having depression when they truly are having hormonal imbalance. And I could definitely say the same for men, as they're experiencing a decline in testosterone and an imbalance in their hormones, they also become more moody and more irritable and then sometimes more depressed. And it's often because they don't feel good and they don't know how to express that. So it's very common to go to their physician and tell them just two or three symptoms, and they automatically label them as depression without checking their testosterone levels or their thyroid levels or really anything. And that, I think, is very detrimental, because if we can check those things first and if we can correct those things, certainly I think we can treat a lot of what we think is depression using hormonal balance instead of using antidepressants and anti-anxiety medicines.
Very well put. That being said, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have more on depression and anxiety. Feel free to call in, 281-558-5738. We'll be right back.
Do you suffer from high blood pressure, chronic pain, memory loss, arthritis, hardening of the arteries, cataracts, or fibromyalgia? Recent NIH studies have shown that 38% of U.S. adults have blood lead levels that put them at a higher risk for a variety of health problems. To get tested for lead toxicity, call 800-360-3382. That's 800-360-3382.
Dr. Dorothy Merritt, the founder of the Chelation Centers of Texas, is board certified in internal medicine and has dedicated over 20 years to treating patients suffering from the effects of lead toxicity. To get tested, call 800-360-3382. Lead is the silent killer. Get tested, get treated. 800-360-3382.
You take vitamins every day, but how can you be sure you're getting all the nutrients you need to stay healthy? Most of us try to stay fit, but how many of us know exactly how healthy we actually are? In fact, studies show that 50% of people who take vitamins have deficiencies that can suppress immune function and contribute to chronic illness. Spectra Cell's patented blood test measures vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants in the body's cells to determine if you're getting all you need. For more information in the name of a clinician near you, go to www.spectracell.com or call 713-621-3101.
You want to obtain optimal health and wellness naturally? At Woodlands Wellness and Cosmetic Center, we can help you achieve optimal health with our six-point wellness program that will have you feeling great. Dr. Sakina Davis is board certified in family practice and has helped thousands of men, women, and children prevent disease. Now, if you're tired of taking multiple prescription drugs each day or you're just feeling bad, call the Woodlands Wellness Cosmetic Center for a consultation. Their number is 281-362-0014. Our comprehensive program enables patients to boost their immune systems, increase their energy levels, and enjoy a better quality of life. Dr. Sakina Davis is eager to share her philosophy as she believes men and women in their midlife and beyond are entitled to look and feel their best. Call today to schedule your appointment at 281-362-0014. Again, 281-362-0014. The Woodlands Wellness and Cosmetic Center.
Check them out on the web at www.woodlandswellness.com.
Does your child do poorly in school due to poor focus and lack of attention? Are you being pressured by teachers and doctors to put your child on medication to treat ADD or ADHD, but are nervous about the potential side effects of the medications, such as poor appetite and delayed growth? In today's fast-paced society, most children's diets are inadequate and provide large quantities of refined sugars with minimal vitamins and minerals. Nutritional deficiencies are very common in children diagnosed with ADD and ADHD and have been shown to have a strong relationship with such abnormal behavior. A safe and natural alternative exists. To find out more on how you can help your child without the side effects of medications, call Town Center Wellness today at 281-240-2229. Town Center Wellness, 281-240-2229.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Osborne and Dr. Davis. You're on with Alternatives for Health and Wellness. And we're talking tonight about depression and anxiety. So feel free if you've got questions and you want to call in. We're more than happy to get those answered for you. As we left for the break, we were just talking about really the definition of depression as it's a chemical, basically, or rather, the depression is a disease which is basically supposed to be a chemical imbalance in the brain. And so we were talking about certain chemical aspects of depression and how certain hormones could influence or could affect those levels, or chemicals in the brain, but also mimic depression and in essence create a problem or create a misdiagnosis. And we talked about certain vitamins and other nutrients as being precursors and necessary to be able to create those certain chemicals that are made in the brain that allow the brain to communicate with other brain cells properly so that, you know, depression is a non-issue. So let's talk a little bit about some of the medications that are used to treat depression. I get this a lot in my office. I get patients that come in, and basically they've been put on some form of antidepressant, whether it be what's called an SSRI, which stands for selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor, which is a type of medication that increases the amount of serotonin for the nerves to use so they can communicate more effectively. It doesn't actually help the body make more serotonin. It just prevents the body from breaking serotonin down as quick. So if the problem or the issue in this case is that the person has a deficiency of serotonin, then the medication in and of itself doesn't actually address the true origin of the problem, which is a true serotonin deficiency. It only prevents the body from breaking down the serotonin that it has. Let me kind of rephrase that, because that kind of sounded a little bit confusing. The medication does not correct the chemical imbalance. It propagates the chemical imbalance through another means. In other words, it doesn't increase the amount of serotonin if the person has a serotonin deficiency because of vitamins, minerals, or other amino acids. It only prevents the body from breaking down the serotonin that it's currently making. So there's a distinct difference between the two. If a person has a true deficiency in serotonin and they get put on one of these kinds of medications, then the medication is really nothing more than a Band-Aid for the problem and can create, you know, can create a long-term bigger issue, because if serotonin deficiency is what's really occurring, then the medication may actually or could potentially create an improvement in symptoms, but at the same time in the long term create a worsening of the problem, because the Band-Aid is only a temporary fix. Now, something that you should know about certain antidepressant medications from a clinical perspective, and this is a something that I would make everybody familiar with, and I know Dr. Davis is very familiar with some of these things. Always ask your doctor when you're being prescribed a medication, always ask your doctor what the NNT is of that particular medication. Now, what is NNT? NNT stands for the numbers needed to treat. And what does that really mean? What that means is the NNT is a number, and the number basically dictates, okay, this many people have to be treated before one person actually receives a benefit from the medication. Okay, so as an example, the NNT to one type of antidepressant, an SSRI, is 18. What does that mean? That means for one person to receive benefit from that medication, 18 people have to be taking that medication. So statistically speaking, only 1 in 18 would receive benefit. So what does that mean about the other 17? Well, that means that there are 17 people on a medication that is not giving them a benefit. So that's a question you need to really make sure that you're asking your doctor. It's a term you need to be very, very well aware of, especially if you're being put on any kind of medication. You need to be able to ask your doctor, what is the NNT for this particular medication, so that I can better make a choice for my own health and better choice for my health based on the knowledge. So, and that's what I encourage you to do. It's not that, you know, medication is wrong or bad for everybody. It's simply this. It may not be the right answer for you, and there may be other alternatives that could work just as well. Dr. Davis, what are some of the other things that you look at? I know you do a lot of nutritional workups as well. And what kind of patterns do you see nutritionally and also environmentally in these types of patients? In essence, you know, I know depression has a lot of causes or potential triggers, and one of the things that I think we see a lot of that is pretty much ignored or excluded is environmental input, such as bad relationships or, you know, whatever the case may be. What are some of the things that you see and that you have experience with?
Well, unfortunately, what you're saying is very, very true. I see so many women in particular who come in who are in a bad relationship, who are about to get a divorce or separated, or there's some infidelity or what have you. There's a lot of different issues that can occur that provoke, obviously, a situational change. And so I think we have to be very clear that we're treating depression and anxiety with medications for several different reasons. There truly can be genetic disorders. There truly can be chemical imbalances. And then there's the whole spectrum of bipolar disorder and other type of mental illnesses that we would have to go into. And then there's depression and anxiety that is very much related to a situation. So if a spouse dies or a child dies, or if we have just so much stress going on that it's really causing the person not to be able to function, I think that's where we resort to some of these medications, because in general what they do is they sort of numb the person to all the external stressors and allow them to almost focus on those things that are most important and sort of create a filter for them. So that's another reason that a lot of patients are put on antidepressants, is that they're put on them to deal with a situational type of depression or anxiety. So I think environment and stress plays a huge part of why we end up having to use antidepressant and anti-anxiety medicines. And I think that I try to really counsel my patients that, you know, these medications can be used safely for short term. They can be used for those means, but if we can do it in other ways, you know, that would be much better for them. So I encourage most of my patients to always look for therapy and other treatments, counseling in their church or other places to help them through these situations. You know, 100 years ago when someone's spouse died versus 100 years now, and when a spouse dies, or I'm just using that as an example, there's such a different reaction and response from each of us because we are not used to handling such a crisis. Whereas I think in the past, we were able to make a different type of response. And I'm not saying either one is right or wrong, but I think it's important that we learn that the stressors today are multiplied, you know, several times compared to the stressors about 50 to 100 years ago. So we, unfortunately, have been bombarded by media, and in every magazine and every TV show on every and everywhere, we're bombarded with Zoloft commercials or Effexor or Paxil, and I think it convinces people that this is the quick fix medication, so you can take this pill and feel happy. And it's not really a happy pill. It's a pill designed to be able to allow you to function. And so, you know, I think there's so many just unjustified, unrealistic expectations of what these medications actually can do for you. And so many people come in convinced that this is the right medication for them, and that this is what they were told they absolutely have to have, and this is what the TV told me, this is what I need. So it's hard to convince those patients that, you know, there are other ways to do this. We can look at other methods. We can look at therapy. We can look at diet changes and nutritional changes, and, of course, that makes a huge difference because as soon as we face a crisis or have more stress, the first thing we turn to are comfort foods. So then we start to eat more carbohydrates and more sugars and more refined foods and processed foods, and that leads to a much worse nutritional aspect, which then again leads to worse depression. So it's such a cycle. So I think it's really important that we try to look at the root of the problem, why we're treating, what we're treating, and exactly what else we can do about it, and not just say, this is your quick fix pill, and here you go.
That was very beautifully put. I oftentimes, you know, often think of this as well. Sometimes we see these patients who, you know, maybe they're not really depressed. Maybe they're able to really function, but they want to numb themselves from the reality of what's going on,
right,
as just a getaway. And I'm not going to judge anybody's decision on what it is they want to do or not do, but I think a lot of times in my practice, I see people that they don't necessarily need to be on a medication or on a happy pill, if you will. What they really need to do is they need to be able to deal and cope with the situation. And by taking the medication, I think it only delays their coping mechanisms so that in the long term, they're actually suffering with a problem that could have been coped and dealt with had they not, you know, basically chemically altered their thought process so that they didn't have to deal with the issue.
I think it's funny because I find so many people who come in and say, oh, well, my neighbor's on this one and my other neighbor's on this one, and it's sort of in the water now. It's just like everybody's on an antidepressant. So it's just okay to be on one. So I think that whole stigma that was there years ago is definitely not there now, which is good and bad. But I do think that we're just so entirely too comfortable with just prescribing these offhand without even trying to get to the root of what the problem is.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And one of the things that also amazes me about the field of not so much of psychiatry, but just in general, any doctor who's prescribing mood-altering medications, you know, it's always an assumed chemical imbalance. And so, you know, we can make a lot of assumptions. If a person's tired, there's more than 1,000 assumptions that we can make about what's causing that fatigue. But in this case, you know, when you're giving a drug that has the ability and the potential to create changes in neurotransmission, first of all, what are the longer-term implications of that? And second of all, there's no objective way, I don't see a lot of doctors objectively using any laboratory measures to determine whether or not that person even has a chemical imbalance. Because if it's truly a chemical imbalance, and we think about what are the chemicals that make serotonin, what are the chemicals that make dopamine and norepinephrine, then we can measure those chemicals and we can see, okay, is there really truly a problem there, or is it something else that we need to help this patient in a different way, non-chemical way? And so I think a lot of times that whole aspect of here, well, go ahead and take this and let's help your depression, but let's not look deep into that theory of chemical imbalance. Let's just assume that we can give, you know, this medication because we're assuming there's a chemical balance, as opposed to actually objectively using certain lab tests to measure different chemical imbalances. And it happens all the time. I get patients that come in, they're sometimes on two or three different types of antidepressants and other mood altering drugs, and not one single lab test has been ordered on these individuals. And it just, to me, it's very shocking to know that a doctor could do that to somebody without having any objective measurement. I mean, that's, to me, that's the whole point of going to see the doctor, is to get an objective measurement and to get his professional opinion. So we're going to cut to break. When we come back, more on anxiety and depression. Feel free to call in 281-558-5738. We'll be right back.
Warning, if you've been diagnosed with high blood pressure or high cholesterol and are currently taking medications to offset these conditions, then you need to be aware of the nutritional side effects that they can have. Commonly prescribed cholesterol and blood pressure medications may lead to deficiencies in vitamins and minerals that are needed by your body to protect the function of your cardiovascular system. A deficiency in some of these nutrients may actually cause heart disease. The doctors at Town Center Wellness specialize in identifying nutritional deficiencies with state-of-the-art laboratory testing, not available in most doctors' offices. Protect your health today by calling Town Center Wellness at 281-240-2229. Town Center Wellness, 281-240-2229. Once again, Town Center Wellness, 281-240-2229.
You take vitamins every day, but how can you be sure you're getting all the nutrients you need to stay healthy? Most of us try to stay fit, but how many of us know exactly how healthy we actually are? In fact, studies show that 50% of people who take vitamins have deficiencies that can suppress immune function and contribute to chronic illness. SpectraCell's patented blood test measures vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants in the body's cells to determine if you're getting all you need. For more information in the name of a clinician near you, go to www.spectracell.com or call 713-621-3101.
Do you often tell your doctor that you're tired all the time, out of energy, have no interest in sex, and seem to have PMS all the time? The doctor probably ran your blood work and told you that everything came back normal. At the Woodlands Wellness and Cosmetic Center, we specialize in hormone imbalances. We don't only rely on the blood work to diagnose your symptoms, and we don't treat the individual symptoms by giving you a prescription for each one. We look for the root of your symptoms and get to the underlying problems that are causing your symptoms. Dr. Sakina Davis can help you obtain health and wellness naturally. Call the Woodlands Wellness and Cosmetic Center today at 281-362-0014 and let us put you back in balance. Call today at 281-362-0014. Call the Woodlands Wellness and Cosmetic Center today. Check them out on the web at www.woodlandswellness.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Have you been put on medications to treat your symptoms because doctors have been unable to identify the cause of your depression and fatigue? Have you tried thyroid hormones without great success? Then call Town Center Wellness today. That phone number, 281-240-2229. Symptoms of hypothyroidism such as fatigue, depression, and mental sluggishness have all been linked to nutritional deficiencies. If you have any of these deficiencies, medications might help initially, but they will be of little benefit in the long run. At Town Center Wellness, you will be seen by a doctor who is board certified in clinical nutrition and has the ability to detect your deficiencies and customize a nutritional prescription based on your unique needs. Quit guessing about your health and call Town Center Wellness today. 281-240-2229 and schedule your appointment. That's 281-240-2229. Town Center Wellness, 281-240-2229. Back,
everybody. This is Dr. Osborne and Dr. Davis. You're on with Alternatives for Health and Wellness. If you've got a question, number to call in is 281-558-5738. Tonight's topic is depression and anxiety. We encourage your calls. We encourage your questions. Our job here is to get you educated on your alternative methods, what you can do to help improve your health. And our specialty is alternative medicine. So feel free to call in, 281-558-5738. Got a question in Spring. Greg, thanks for calling in. What can we do for you tonight?
Dr. Osborne.
Hi.
I got a question. My wife has gotten off of fluoxetine,
Okay.
And the then we can get in to see a wellness, a woman's wellness doctor. It was recommended 5-HTP.
Mm-hmm.
And progesterone cream, is that?
Progesterone cream?
Yeah, can you give me some insight on those two items, if you don't mind?
I can, but I want to take it even a step further, because you had an appointment to see a wellness doctor, and let me ask you, was there any lab tests done? Was there any measurement on any chemicals?
No, actually, we did not go see a lab. I mean, we didn't see a doctor. We just actually, we didn't have the financial to do it yet.
Okay.
In the interim, the doctor said, hey, why don't you try this and see what happens.
Okay, I gotcha. So 5-HTP, or 5-hydroxytryptophan, is a precursor to the amino acid, or actually it's a precursor to serotonin. And, you know, of course, the whole goal in taking that is, you know, if she's trying to get off of fluoxetine, which is, you know, the other name for that is Prozac.
Right.
Basically, 5-HTP is going to, if she's deficient in that or deficient in tryptophan, it's going to help boost her levels, or it potentially could help boost her levels of serotonin, and therefore, you know, having to take the medication might not, you know, if the medication was successful in working for her, then it might not be what she necessarily needs. It may just be that what we were talking about earlier is that serotonin requires certain nutrients to be able to be made, and so 5-HTP is one of those precursors to serotonin. So what that doctor was trying to do is stimulate serotonin production through the use of that 5-HTP.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
And the progesterone cream?
Dr. Davis, I'm going to give that one to you.
How old is your wife?
37.
So that's what I had mentioned a little while back, that for many women around the middle 30s is when we start to see a decline in the hormone progesterone. And as we see that decline, it can mimic the symptoms of anxiety and depression. So basically, I think what they're trying to do is replace both the 5-hydroxytryptophan and the progesterone to see if the combination of the two will help resolve her symptoms without having to use fluoxetine.
Right, and I would say that since she's been taking the 5-HTP, the anger outburst, if you want to call them, they have calmed down quite a bit.
Right, and I use that in my practice quite a bit. So I do think it helps a lot with the anxiety and depression, along with the natural hormones as well. So it all seems to work together quite well.
Well, doctors, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks for calling in, Greg, and call back anytime. So before we left for the break, we were talking just about some of the different medications, and we were talking about, you know, some of the different environmental triggers for depression. In essence, we were basically talking that, you know, it could be something in the environment that's creating the depression, and it's not really truly a chemical imbalance per se. It's just an environmental stressor that makes a person unhappy. And don't get me wrong, take depression very seriously, and I don't want to belittle anybody's torment or mental stress, but I do think a lot of times doctors jump the gun to prescribe something. And the long term, and that could be more detrimental than in the short term. So just keeping that in mind. I want to go through a couple of scenarios on alternative ways to treat depression, just so that you can be aware of some of the technology that's available to you, some of the products that are out there that are available to you to use either in lieu of or in conjunction with. And so in doing that, I want to let Dr. Davis go through her regimen first. Dr. Davis, if somebody comes into your office and their major problem, their major complaint is depression, what kind of give us a workup of what you would do, what you would look at, and kind of how you would treat that situation?
Well, I think that's I would have to first of all see what the age they are, and just, you know, ask them how long the symptoms have been there. Are they getting worse over time? Are there any environmental stressors? So I think the first thing is we have to take a very good history. You know, what's been going on? Do we have more stress? Has anything changed? Have you just moved here? I mean, what kind of things are going on in the background? So I think the history is key. As far as lab work goes, I encourage most patients who come in with depression to at least have a baseline test to look for anemia, because anemia can definitely be a problem, to look for any type of blood sugar problems, and, of course, to look for thyroid imbalance, because one of the symptoms many people present with when they have thyroid dysfunction is actually depression. For women who I feel may be having more symptoms associated with a lack of hormones, of course, I'm going to ask them to have a hormone analysis and also a vitamin analysis to see if there are any nutritional components to it as well. So it's very individualized to each patient, but I think as a whole, I definitely am going to check for anemia and for thyroid dysfunction first and to see if there's any environmental stressors that are causing that depression. I also typically ask if there's a family history, because there's a lot of genetics involved as well, and is it truly depression, or is it anxiety, or is it bipolar disorder, or is there anything more severe, any other types of mental illness in the family? So that's probably the most general I can be about what I would do just on an average person who came in with depression.
Well, that sounds quite thorough. I'll just add a couple of things to that. You mentioned earlier that you use a lot of 5-HTP just clinically in your practice with pretty good success. So as a treatment option, I'm not encouraging everybody out there, if they're suffering from any depression, to run out there and start taking 5-HTP, but certainly it is a more natural and less side effect potential way over the counter through the vitamin store or through, you know, a physician's office to be able to, it's an option that you have as opposed to the other options, which are primarily pharmaceutical. It's some of the other options that you have. One of the things that you can have done, and this is actually, there's some quite interesting and unique research that's being done right now, and there's some, I've got a couple of colleagues with pretty strong practices with lots of anecdotal evidence, and even in my own practice we have a lot of this particular situation, which is when we do genetic testing on individuals, and you mentioned a family history because of certain genes. Well, I'm gonna reference one of the greatest psychiatrists, I think, in history, Abram Hoffer, who's an orthomolecular practitioner, and he's got a history of treating many diseases. Primarily, he's most known for his treatments of schizophrenia. He was treating schizophrenia with high-dose vitamin therapy. He's been doing that for the last 50 years, and he's actually got more success in resolving schizophrenia than any other type of doctor, including allopathic physicians or mainstream medical practitioners. He's got a very high success rate. And one of the things that he does is he looks at using high-dose vitamin therapy to overcome biochemical abnormalities that he identifies. And so how can then we begin to identify certain biochemical abnormalities? Well, one of the things that I like to do in my office is test genetically. There's a particular gene, and we've made mention of this particular gene several times on the show, but it's the MTHF gene, or the methyl tetrahydrofolate reductase gene. And this particular gene is responsible for the metabolism of a B vitamin called folic acid. And if you have a variation of this gene, and certain people do, then what that really means, having a variation in that gene causes a reduction in both serotonin and dopamine production. It makes it harder for that individual to make those neurotransmitters, so they can be genetically more prone to depression and more prone to bipolar disease, more prone to anxiety, more prone to mental dysfunction, if you will. And so knowing that and identifying that particular gene gives us an option to use a methylated form of folic acid, because folic acid over the counter, just standard vitamin folic acid won't cut it. It won't do it. You have to have a methylated type of folic acid to overcome the genetic variant. And you have to give a pretty decent dose in the neighborhood between 3 and 5 milligrams. So it's a high dose to be able to overcome a person that has these genetic variants. But, you know, the question is, how do you know whether or not they have the genetic variation unless you actually test for it? And it's something that's being done quite commonly now in a number of doctors' offices, because this gene also has a relationship with cardiovascular disease and Alzheimer's disease and cancer and stroke and osteoporosis. So because of its implication in a number of other conditions, we can simply apply it as well to its ability to help and to aid in the production of serotonin and dopamine. So that would be one alternative method that you could use, is just simply identifying whether or not you have this genetic variation. And it's quite common. It's been speculated in some of the research that it's 1 in 5 people have this variation. And of course, some of the variations are more severe than others, and there are other factors involved. It's not just having a genetic variant doesn't necessarily condemn you to developing the problem of that variant. But if all the other environmental triggers and environmental factors are in place, and you're more predisposed and prone to developing it, having a genetic variant is just one more predisposition that could tip the scale against you. So that's one alternative that you can use, is just having some genetic testing done to identify that particular gene. When we come back from the break, we'll talk more. If you've got questions, 281-558-5738. We'll be back shortly.
You take vitamins every day, but how can you be sure you're getting all the nutrients you need to stay healthy? Most of us try to stay fit, but how many of us know exactly how healthy we actually are? In fact, studies show that 50% of people who take vitamins have deficiencies that can suppress immune function and contribute to chronic illness. SpectraCell's patented blood test measures vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants in the body's cells to determine if you're getting all you need. For more information in the name of a clinician near you, go to www.spectracell.com or call 713-621-3101.
Tired of being thick around the middle? Does your skin flap like a chicken when you wave goodbye? Are those saddlebags getting on your nerves? Well, Cool Lipo is here, and the results are amazing. As we grow older, our skin begins to show the signs of sun and lifestyle. The face and neck are exposed to the sun more than any other part of the body and tend to age more quickly. And we look for expensive creams and lotions to erase the signs of aging, and some people even consider surgery. At Woodlands Wellness and Cosmetic Center, we can perform Cool Lipo, a non-surgical procedure in our office. And there's no downtime, and it takes less time than a trip to the grocery store. Consider Cool Lipo to remove fatty tissue under the chin, neck, arms, abdomen, and even thighs. Call Woodlands Wellness and Cosmetic Center today for more information at 281-362-0014. We'll have you back in swimsuit shape in no time at all. Call us at 281-362-0014 for your Cool Lipo consultation. 281-362-0014.
Check them out on the web at www.woodlandswellness.com. Have you been put on medications by your doctor to treat symptoms of disease, but no one is doing anything to identify your problem? Have you been told that you need to see a psychiatrist because your symptoms don't fit the doctor's prescription pad? Don't be a victim of mainstream sick care. Dr. Osborne specializes in helping find the answers to unresolved health problems. The future of medicine can be found at Town Center Wellness. Dr. Osborne utilizes state-of-the-art technology through genetics, specialized laboratory testing, and more to help identify the causes of your symptoms and personalize a treatment plan for you. At Town Center Wellness, you're not just another patient, you are a person. Obtain excellent health through genetic accommodation. Call today for an appointment at 281-240-2229. That's 281-240-2229. Or visit us on the web at towncenterwellness.com. That's towncenterwellness.com.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Osborne and Dr. Davis. You're on with Alternatives for Health and Wellness. And if you've got questions to call in about tonight, the number to reach us is 281-558-5738. Once again, that's 281-558-5738. Tonight's topic of conversation is depression and anxiety. And coming back from the break, we were talking about just different avenues that could be used, alternative avenues that could be used in treating depression or in helping a person to overcome depression. And so I want to get back into a little bit of that as well, because I want to be able to give you options and educate you about what it is that you can do, what are some of the other options that you have if you're not ready for medication, if you feel like that's not the solution, or if you've tried 2 or 3 or 4 different types of antidepressant medications and the side effects weren't worth you taking them, or you, it just wasn't something that you wanted to consider. And it'll give you a few other options that you can kind of explore and embark on. We talked earlier about the genetic defect in the folic acid gene. And so, you know, one of the options after being tested is obviously if you have the genetic variation and you're suffering from mental disorder, depression, anxiety, etc., and that's something that can, folic acid or methylated folic acid is something that can be used as an actual treatment. And there's actually now a prescription version of folic acid that's out for that very thing. There was a study done, I think it was a couple of years ago, where they actually compared using SSRIs, these antidepressants, versus folic acid for the treatment of depression. And they found, you know, there were several arms to this study, and one of the interesting things that they found was if a person was taking an SSRI and not taking folic acid, then the SSRI was not as effective. If the person combined that folic acid, then the actual treatment was improved. And that goes back to that number needed to treat that we were talking about earlier. You know, for some of these medications, the number needed to treat, you know, in some cases is 8, in some cases it's 17. Well, I mean, that's, you know, that's not very good odds for you. If you're 1 in 17, then you're going to get the benefit. But they found that by combining folic acid with the medications, that you actually, your NNT value went down, and so you actually were more likely to have benefit based on just supplementing with folic acid in conjunction with an antidepressant. So that's something that's actually pretty easy to do. Folic acid's available in most good quality health food stores, and so it's something that you could pick up, and it's not going to have any long-term detriment for you to be able to use and take it. So it's important to understand that aspect. Something else that we do, and I know Dr. Davis and I both do a lot of what we call SpectraCell testing, and this is a nutrient panel that's run where they actually look at 31 different vitamins, minerals, and other nutrients. And on this panel, we can actually measure whether a person has folic acid deficiency or vitamin B12 deficiency or CoQ10 deficiency, etc. So, you know, if that is the case, then we can go in and we can use a pharmaceutical grade nutrient to improve or to correct that deficiency and have an overall effect on that individual's neurochemistry or brain chemistry. So it's a very good tool. It's a very good marker to use in trying to identify that. We go back to, again, to that chemical imbalance that depression is assumed to be caused by. So if we can identify different chemical abnormalities, of course, and then we can go in and we can either adjust the diet and the lifestyle to accommodate that. So in essence, a person is folic acid deficient and their diet consists of fish sticks and chicken nuggets and other foods that are, you know, void of nutrients, and we can start to change their diet and improve the quality of their diet so that long term they're getting more folic acid through the diet, but we may also supplement them to overcome that nutritional deficiency initially. Something else that can be used, and it's not very well known, but it is quite scientifically valid, and that is actually measuring urinary output of neurotransmitters. And that's where we can measure urinary output of dopamine or of serotonin or of epinephrine and norepinephrine and histamine and other neurotransmitters that play a role in the actual chemistry of the brain. So we can actually go in and we can measure these things and we can have a starting point or baseline. You know, initially when we measure if somebody is short or low in serotonin, then we can do things to improve their serotonin. We can come back and remeasure that, and if what we're doing is working, we're going to see the value on this particular test change. So it gives us an objective tool, whereas if you're just on the medication and it maybe it works or maybe it doesn't work, you still have no objective measurement to determine why it's not working or what you can do to change it to make it become more effective. So these tests are something that you may want to ask your doctor about. One other thing of note that you should be very well aware of, and that is the implication on drug-induced nutritional deficiencies. There's a class of the antidepressants called tricyclic or tricyclic antidepressants. And these medications have actually been shown to deplete and prevent the absorption of coenzyme Q10 and vitamin B12. Well, you know, what's curious about that is that vitamin B12 deficiency can cause depression. So can CoQ10 deficiency. So if you're giving a medicine that can contribute to a deficiency of a nutrient and the deficiency of the nutrient can come back and cause depression, it's very possible long term that there's not going to be a whole heck of a lot of benefit from using the medication, because the depression is maybe initially started out as something different, and now we've induced a different type of biochemical depression with the long-term use of a medication. So you should be aware of those things and talk with your doctor about that. If you're on a tricyclic antidepressant, you need to make sure that you know that you are aware if there's a nutritional deficiency relationship to it. Maybe you should prophylactically supplement with that nutrient to prevent the depression or to prevent the deficiency from turning into an additional new type of depression. In addition to that, one other thing that can be done, one other thing that you should know about is some of the SSRIs, some preliminary evidence is now showing that they can actually also deplete vitamin B5 and vitamin B12. And so once again, we go back to, deficiency of B vitamins can actually cause depression. So, you know, one of the things that you want to make sure that you're doing is just having those objective measurements in place to make sure that medicine's not creating a secondary problem that can lead to the primary problem. Dr. Davis, what do you see nutritionally when you run SpectraCell on patients that are, you know, on antidepressants? What are some of the common deficiencies that you see?
Oh, most definitely I see the B vitamins missing. I usually see a depletion in antioxidants, zinc, and I think the other one I see choline deficiency quite frequently now. Those are probably the major ones. I think the B's for sure are the ones that I see most often.
Yeah, and so, I mean, just as simple advice for people that are out there, some advice that won't hurt you is, you know, always make sure you get plenty of B vitamins. And one of the ways, of course, that you can do that or should be doing that is through your normal diet, eating a diet that's rich in fresh, organic fruits and vegetables, not eating a lot of processed and refined foods, because those types of nutrients actually leach B vitamins from your body. So that being said, make sure your diet, first of all, is right, because you can take a supplement or you can take a product, but if your diet and your core foundation for your health is not in place, in other words, if you're not taking care of yourself by eating properly, if you're not exercising properly, if you're not getting adequate sunlight, you know, if you're surrounding yourself with an environment that's conducive to detrimental health, then all those things can contribute to a more unhealthy you. So that being said, you have to look at those foundational elements, in my opinion, really, before you look to doing or a bunch of medicine or taking a bunch of pills to overcome your symptoms, because it starts right there with you. It starts with the individual. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in tonight. Dr. Davis, thank you once again. Always good to talk with you. Next week, we'll be back again. And so we encourage you to tune back in again and have a great week. And God bless. Have a great evening.
Thank you.
If you're thinking about it,